brilliantly acrobatic save. Xhaka's corner, Giroud!
Wow, they're starting with an attacking play on the second half. Just as the ball kicks off, DJ Sticks running with the ball. DJ Sticks pass to DJ Stones. Wow, DJ Stones run past Lionel Messi. Run past Cristiano Ronaldo. Passes to Fernandinho. Fernandinho passes back to DJ Stones. DJ Stones takes a shot and he misses. But DJ Sticks is there for the rebound and he hits it in. And wow! That right there, ladies and gentlemen, is classic play. And this is the VAR show.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to another exciting installment of the VAR show. I am your host who does the most, even when he's making toast, the one, the only DJ Stones. And with me, I have... I wonder how they do it. With me, I have the Black Knight.
Yeah.
I'm trying to redo the how they do your guys' intro.
Oh, no. Yes,
we have the Black Knight.
With me. The Black Knight.
So I have a guest here, the Black Knight, from the political show. Yeah. And we are going to speak football.
Yep.
Not the politics in football, just football.
And this is just going to be another character of the Black Knight that y'all don't get in the political show. Just saying to all the listeners.
The defender.
Yes.
Not the attacker.
No.
Not the attacker. That one there is the attacker.
Oh, okay. Now I get it. But I'm more of an attacker.
No, I'm saying, so here you're defending and you're not attacking politics.
I understand what you're saying.
Big brain move.
Okay, I understand what you're saying.
But boy, do we have a good show for you guys today. Before we jump into anything, let us go enjoy these tunes.
We're more than conquerors, but we are loved. We've always been around. It's Christ alive. Where he lives now. Can you see him? He appears and will shine in his glorious day. See him? Oh, can you feel him? He is here. And lifted from the ground.
Oh. story too. Maybe your testimony. I feel your glory coming. It is already here. As for all the people paid for by the blood of Jesus, for you to enjoy it, for you to dance it, bring the horn.
Welcome back, everybody. I hope you guys enjoyed. I hope you guys enjoyed those tunes. We're going to be talking about the transfer windows. We've got big moves going. We have big money plays. And we're going to talk about some of them, mostly the ones in the Premier League, right?
Okay.
So we're going to start off with the current winners of the league. The second best team. The second best all-time team in the Premier League. The team that will never be better than Man United. The one, the only, Manchester City.
Yep, I don't know what to say. If people do know my personal life, because I'm not that public about my life. I won't even say what team.
I'm gonna say it. He's a Man City supporter.
I just messed it up. Okay. I'm a City. My blood is blue.
Yeah, we're trying to find out why his blood is blue. We're taking him to the hospital. it's an actual problem.
I don't have COVID or anything like that. We've proved it in our political shows. You can find that. We're just from the sky. Stones over here. He should be stoned for real, cause you, my brother, your team is Red Devils.
Manchester United.
United
in something.
Don't matter. Red Devils.
We at least united in something.
Nah.
Okay, so yeah, guys, this transfers this season. You're brought in. Obviously, last season this was given by Chelsea, loaned the player back, which is Julian Alvarez from I think it's Boca Juniors.
Yeah.
Is it Boca? No, it's River Plate. Sorry, it's from River Plate. Mm-hmm. And then now bringing in the likes of Erling Haaland for 60 million.
Yep. That's like obviously a can't miss.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So,
transfer.
Would you think that this is going to boost your squad up, you know? And at what level are you seeing it? Are you seeing them go from like a 5 to a 10 or 10 to, you know?
I won't lie. Like, I'm not on that hype where everyone is like, we have Haaland, we're gonna win UEFA, you know what I mean? Type of hype.
Yep.
But I'm not saying we won't though. With with or without Haaland, I'd still believe that we're gonna win UEFA.
Yeah.
So what I'm just saying is that I can't wait to see. I don't have a say to say what he's gonna do or what he's not gonna do. Mm-hmm. Like Grealish, he started off badly, but at the end, it wasn't like the like how he started.
Like how
you
started,
you
yeah.
get what I'm saying? So yeah. I don't wanna make that judgment, but I would say though because I know Haaland. There was a video that I saw. He scored 9 goals alone. I'm like, what? This kid is a beast.
So it was the Club World Cup.
Yeah, I'm like, this kid's a beast. Sure, 9. So, but that does boost us from 5 to 7. If you ask me, yeah, 5 to 7.
That's good.
Yeah.
So another team is Arsenal. So Arsenal has been quite busy in these transfer windows. Mm-hmm. One of the biggest rumors where they're very close to signing, and I know they've put an out an offer, is Gabriel Jesus. As they want to bring that striker in. But the players they've signed already is Fabio Vieira from Porto, Matt Turner from, I think it's some American MLS team, Marquinhos from a Brazilian team, and Austin Trazier from another MLS side. So they've spent a total of 44 million in this transfers.
How old are?
So Vieira is 22. Matt Turner is 28, is a goalkeeper. Marquinhos is a right wing at 19 years old. And then Austin is 23 years old. So it's also building for the future. Because Gabriel Jesus in that mix, and you know, you have a pool of.
I think Gabriel, if he does leave, as a City fan, I won't lie, I don't see anything stopping him from leaving.
Yeah.
Other than the relationship.
Yeah, I think he should leave because with the bringing in of Haaland, he falls even lower in the pecking order.
But he can if Sterling is leaving also, he can play. He also plays wings.
Yeah.
So.
But again, it's like you said.
I think the relationship will determine him leaving.
Or staying.
Yeah,
yep.
I think future wise, it's a given he should leave.
Yeah, personally, I'd be like, if you wanna play as a striker, you wanna play the position you practice for.
Yeah, no given. Yeah.
Just leave. Yeah. You know, like leave. Don't be that type of guy that's gonna wanna stay for no reason. Lingard did it, and his value dropped.
Yeah, that's true. But I think Arsenal is just gonna. Bench those guys for now, or probably when they start, put them in. And
look, I think it's quite nice because what you wanna do as a coach is that you wanna get in as much. You wanna give them game time during preseason.
Can I just ask how far do you think Arteta is gonna go?
I think this season is a very big season for him.
No, in like coaching, how many years do you see him doing?
I see him doing it for a long time. I can see him. I can see him managing a City, a Real Madrid.
People won't have a problem. Like I also believe, like a person like Xavi is also gonna grow. I believe he's also gonna grow too.
Because with Arteta, it proves what people say about like what a coach needs. You know, a good coach with good backing.
Yeah.
When the board backs him in the transfers.
Okay.
They're going to do wonderful things, and it is a shame that towards the end the Arsenal team lost steam and ended up in Europa. But they should have been in UEFA. It's just that Antonio Conte is a much more experienced coach, and he knows how to deal with his players.
Hey, that race also got me on my tippy toes. Like, yo, I was watching that.
And I guess this is one thing I enjoy about the Premier League, is that it will always be competitive.
Yeah.
Like, yes, City has the money. Yes, City could very likely win next season.
Yeah.
Right? But it doesn't take away from the competitiveness.
Yeah,
no other league can you say you went to the last day, and there was a relegation battle happening. There was a UEFA position job, battle happening, a Europa position happening, and a Conference League position happening.
Yeah.
You know, like there's just battles all throughout, you know, and you're like, oh, flip. And that's what's quite cool about it. But yeah, I think Arsenal, where do you think they are with these? If right now they are at a 4, where do you think they're going to raise up to?
I think. A good five would be fine. I wouldn't say 5.5. I'd say 5. I think Arteta is going, like it or not, it's gonna be a step by step. If he tries rushes anything, like act big before he's big, that's gonna be his greatest fall.
Yeah.
But if he's clever, he's gonna grow step by step. But I think a good 1.5 would be my rating.
Okay, now that's quite good. So Chelsea hasn't really bought any player. They have an income of 0 and an expenditure of 0, so they haven't bought or sold any player. But with them, I want to speak about Lukaku. So they say that business is the worst business done in a transfer window. So obviously they bought him back for like about 100 and something million.
Yeah.
113 million euros. And now he's going back to Inter Milan on loan. Mm-hmm. And Chelsea is going to make 8 million from that loan.
But Lukaku, though, also him, I blame him too. It's not just the clubs.
I fully blame him.
He also goes to a team and say, and then he's like, but I wanna finish my career in the other team that you all just bought me from.
Yep.
Like, how can you say that? We just bought you. How can you wanna? So you literally saying you're gonna leave? Like,
you know, something that's interesting is these past few days or these past few like months has proven why Jose Mourinho was right.
Yeah.
You know, Jose Mourinho called these players out for their attitudes. He called Lukaku out for his attitude, Pogba out for his attitude.
Yeah.
And people are now seeing Lukaku's attitude, you know. Mm. He's in Inter Milan, he starts speaking about Chelsea. He goes to Chelsea, sees how he misses Inter Milan, how that is his boyhood club and stuff. And you're like, but this, you're not even performing well for Chelsea. You know, you can do that if you are the top goal scorer for Chelsea right now.
Sure.
But you know, you've only scored, they have defenders. Rhys James has more goals than you. And there you are speaking about the fact that you aren't Inter Milan, you know. Pogba, after the horrible season United had, worst season they've had in about 20-30 years, right, the lowest points tallies we've had since Alex Ferguson has took over. And what does he go? He goes, drops a documentary about how great of a player he is. You're like, bro, your timing is wrong. Like, keep it in the pipeline. You delay it. You say, okay, I'll bring it out after next season, after my first season with Juventus.
It's a given. The only player that can do that is Ibrahimovic.
Yeah, of course.
He's the only one.
Yeah.
He's the only one that says he puts his money where his mouth was or is.
Yep. Like we spoke about in the show before, he freaking went through half a season with a broken tenant.
Yep.
You know? Yep. I forgot what it was called. The ACL was torn.
Yeah.
And he went through it. Lukaku can't go 5 minutes without Inter Milan. But anyway, as a United fan, that boils my blood. Another team that's been very busy this transfer window has been Tottenham Hotspur, right? So they've signed a goalkeeper. So this is 24. So these two players are goalkeepers. So I'm saying I see them for the future, right?
Okay.
It's Alfred Whiteman.
What team is this?
Tottenham.
Tottenham, okay.
Yes, and Josh Killian. Oh. So these are goalkeepers for the future.
Okay.
And then the secondary keeper, they got Foster from Spurs. And then these are the two big signings they basically got. And one, they got it on a free. They got Ivan Perisic and Pep Zouma. So Pep Zouma from Brighton, brilliant defensive midfielder. And then Ivan Perisic, brilliant midfielder.
Wow, that's great. I'm happy for Pep Zouma. Oh, that's great.
Ooh. That's a big move for Pep Zouma.
He's
going to be playing UEFA Champions League football next season. And he's a crazy.
Nah, he's crazy.
I remember watching a video, like the moment Conte knew to buy him, right?
Mm-hmm.
So they just beat Arsenal and now putting Arsenal away, they are no more in the top four.
Mm-hmm.
And then you see Pep Zouma walking and then he sees one of the Arsenal guys on the floor, he's sad and he starts laughing at the guy and he walks away. They're like, at that moment, Conte knew, get this guy, he's a Tottenham player.
Nah, he's crazy. And I'm looking at the Tottenham defense.
Yeah.
They actually need that crazy, you know, like, I think he's going to be a Ramos type of person.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, push. Like, let's do this. And obviously, if Conte still keeps his formation where he's right and left, go in, because I think that play was a killer.
Yeah.
It was a killer.
The five at the back.
Yeah, that was a killer. I like that play. But if he finds Zuma in there, I don't think he'd need five at the back, because
look, if Pep Zuma there, he can easily, so when they because what he normally do is that you want when your wingers go in, your defensive midfielder where Pep Zuma plays, he can then drop down into the back line to strengthen the back line. And what you also wanna do is that if you have a ball carrying defender, someone who can really carry the ball up. When they're countering from that position, you know, when they stop a counter, now they're moving back in. Yeah. He can easily now fit in that defense well, or he can carry the ball all the way to the other side, which is a very cool feat. Now, with that said, currently they're also at a four. Where do you rate them?
Conte, brilliant. Okay, I wouldn't say two. I wouldn't give them a two start. Give them one and a half.
One and a half.
One and a half. Yeah, he did great. No, wow. he did brilliant. But if I give him a two, I'll take away Arteta's work.
Yeah.
Because he also fought.
He fought. Yeah.
So, and he fought a giant. And it's not like the experience between
them
the
is
two,
different.
You know, it's
yeah,
different.
For his
and
experience,
so
what he did,
like
yeah.
for me, Arteta fought. So yeah. So one and a half for me. Yeah, mm-hmm. So
yeah, those were the big ones. I hope you guys tune in next week and we go through some more topics, some more fire topics. But it was me, the one, the only DJ Stones, and with me was
the Black Knight.
We're signing out. Peace.
Peace.
Once was crowned with thorns, is crowned with glory now. The Savior knelt to wash our feet, now at his feet we bow. The one who wore our sin and shame, now robed in majesty. The radiance of perfect love, now shines for all to see. Your name is victory. Oh, pray, we'll rise to Christ our King. Your name is victory.
show.
Stay updated, stay entertained with Active FM by following us on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, Gab, YouTube, and engage with us. Like, comment, share your thoughts, and repost.